strong enough. You'll remember Heinz Dawes, how his circumstances were not too favorable. He thought he was going to lose his house. Well, Heinz was sitting in the seminar. His fantasy became a theory. Heinz's fantasy, even though he was having difficulty maintaining his home, was to drive a new Cadillac. And it was while he was sitting in the seminar that his fantasy literally became a theory. Heinz took that theory and turned it into a fact in a short 21-day period.
I got my Cadillac in 22 days after I made that promise to myself. There were certain things that Bob suggested. We went to one of the dealers in Toronto and got half a dozen brochures. I cut out the page of the car which I wanted, which was a Coupe de Ville. I had one stuck in the bathroom, one in the dash of my old car, one in the kitchen, one in my attaché case, one in the office, and one directly on the ceiling in our bedroom.
You went and sat in it, too.
Yes, that was one of the other things. Try to get the senses involved as much as you can. So Bob suggested that sit behind the car and pretend it's yours. Smell the leather. Have the air conditioning blow on you, listen to the stereo. We got the senses involved, and this friend of mine took a picture of me in this car. I still have the picture. I also carried a little goal card with me that Bob suggested, so that every time I put my hands in my pocket, that mental picture was being recreated. I had never written so much business in such a short period of time, ever. And at that time, I was in the business about 15 years. Mm-hmm.
Many of the suggestions we make in the seminar may seem immature, they may seem childish. Heinz Dawes was a mature human being. He had been an insurance agent for 15 years, but he took the suggestions that we gave and he followed through on them. He literally got a photograph of himself sitting in an automobile. Now that photograph had a real impact on Heinz's brain and ultimately on his mind. And he accomplished that goal in a relatively short period of time. Right on the first page of your action planner, we recommend that you take a photograph of yourself and place it in this square. There's a photograph of yourself. There's a suggestion that you're born rich. You're a prosperous person. Now what we want to suggest is that you get a photograph of yourself with your goal. It might be a new home. Shop around. Pick out the place you like. Stand in front of it. And get your photograph taken. Go and sit in an automobile. Get the picture of yourself, literally a physical picture, and hold that picture in your mind. Look at it as often as possible. Now, John Canary is going to talk to you about the importance of vibrations and goals. Vibration is everything. That's what the picture does. It puts you in the vibration. Listen to John as he elaborates on that.
Now, someone gave us a number of books here not too long ago, and there's something in here that I want to share with you, because I know what happens when we go through this particular session. A lot of people go away from it and they ask this question instead of studying. What do you mean by vibration? What do you really mean? Well, this is about the best definition I've ever found. Every thought changes the rate of vibration. As you are enabled to think greater, deeper, higher, and more forceful thoughts, the brain cells are refined and they become more powerful, and they are enabled to receive finer vibrations. What does that mean? I say time and time again to people that we don't get what we want, but we do get what we are. Now, you've got to really think about this. We don't get what we want, but we do get what we are. That's probably one of the most important things that I've ever heard. Not only heard, but it's one of the most important things I've ever learned. How do we actually get what we want? By becoming something different in vibration. Now, let me allude to something that I mentioned earlier and something Bob's been talking about quite a bit. When you talk about the attitude of an individual, I mean the total person, what you're actually stating is that my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions represent what is called my attitude. Let me ask you this. What are your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions towards your personal life? Just toward you as an individual.